Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having a good friend, David Stebbin, back on the show. David is the professor of history and law at Ohio State University, specializing in modern American political and legal history. He's the author of Promised Land, How the Rise of the Middle Class Transformed America from 29 to 68. He's our good friend. David, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So you've got some things. You've been thinking about the unemployment situation in America. It's a very interesting dynamic because we have, and there's probably more layers. There are more layers than this, but I'm going to identify three. One are the people who were truly laid off. The other are people who are laid off and they want to go back to work. Then there are people who are laid off, and like we saw in what I call the lost decade during the Obama era, people who were laid off and quit work, looking for work, the unemployed. And then the third group let's just focus on those right now. What do you think?
Well, I like this topic because it's not obvious what's going on. When the pandemic hit, 22 million jobs, approximately, were lost. Now, about 12 million were gained back by the end of 2020, but that means there are 10 million fewer jobs, people working for pay, than there used to be at the start of 2020. So here we are a year later, and there are 10 million fewer jobs. But the unemployment rate's 6.7%, which is not great, but it's not terrible. But the trouble with it, as Jim, I'm sure you know, is that in our country, we measure unemployment by people who are actively seeking to find a job.
Right.
If unemployment gets high and people stop looking for a while because they're discouraged, then they're no longer counted as unemployed, even though that's just what they are.
That's what happened. That's what I was talking about. That's what happened during the Obama period, and I'm only using that term because that's when it happened. And we had unemployment to come down, but we had the highest level of people who weren't working since the Carter administration.
Right, and even that is a complicated thing because much of the gain in people working, adults holding paying jobs since the 1970s, has been women,
right,
who used to be more at home. And so one possible explanation of what's going on is during the pandemic, the schools are mostly remote, the kids are mostly home, some adults need to be there. And childcare places have shut down because of the pandemic problems.
And most of them employ women.
Right. And so it could be that what's really happening in large numbers is more single-income families, because at least one adult must be at home and not everyone can work remotely. You work at a restaurant, kind of
hotels,
healthcare,
hospitality,
theaters. Yep. Right, all those things. And so, but it complicates what to do, right? In other words, it's not a normal
I did some reporting a week or so ago, with some folks who reported from the Diana Project that this pandemic has disproportionately hurt women employees and business owners more than men.
Right, and in recent decades it was the reverse. In other words, in economic hard times when jobs were lost, it tended to be more men than women. This is
being
the first
laid
time
off from the factory
lines.
What do we do with this information, David?
Well, Well, if I'm remembering correctly, the last time we spoke was before the election.
Yep.
And now the elections are all done, and the most significant thing is that the folks in Washington running things are now Democrats. The president's a Democrat, the Senate's now barely, but controlled by the Democrats. And so the federal government's more likely to intervene and try to provide assistance.
Yep.
And the question is, from a small business point of view, what would be the best thing to do? And it's not obvious. In other words, for small businesses, I think the most common problem is they don't have as many customers coming in.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to go shopping, and they're told by the state governors to stay home if they don't,
right?
If they can, and all that. And if people are home because.
Hey, David, I got to hold that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with David Stebbins. His book is called Promised Land. I'm Jim Blassie, Game 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.